Gist Healthcare joins healthcare management consulting group Kaufman Hall. Biogen's latest Alzheimer's drug, lecanemab, was granted accelerated approval by the FDA. And the FTC has proposed a ban on non-compete agreements, which could significantly impact how the healthcare industry operates. It's Tuesday, January 10th. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson, and this is Gist Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines in health business and policy news in 10 minutes or less.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
First, we have some news from Gist Healthcare. It was officially announced Monday that Gist Healthcare has joined Chicago-based healthcare management consultancy group Kaufman Hall. That deal was finalized on January 1st. Here's Gist Healthcare co-founders, CEO Chaz Rhodes, and President Dr. Lisa Bilimovich on the partnership.
We're so excited to be able to announce this deal. We've been working hard on it for a while now, and we've been so impressed by the team at Kaufman Hall and their breadth of expertise, the reputation they've got in the industry. And I think we both just feel like our ability to come together and provide not just our strategic insights and our ability to give people the gist of what's going on in healthcare, but all of the deep expertise that Kaufman Hall brings in their years of management consulting experience really creates something unique and unparalleled in healthcare. We couldn't be more excited about the impact that we're going to be able to have together.
We'll still be working with industry leaders through the same platforms that we've had for 5 years at Gist. The podcast with you, JC, our weekly Gist, you know, sent out to the whole industry. And of course, the hands-on work that we do with our health system members. As Chaz said, we're just really excited to have more resources and thinking and talent to bring to bear in how we serve healthcare.
That was Gist Healthcare co-founders, CEO Chaz Rhodes, and President Dr. Lisa Bilimovich talking about the recently finalized deal between Kaufman Hall and Gist Healthcare. Gist will become a fully owned subsidiary of Kaufman Hall, but will retain its branding, the weekly Gist newsletter, as well as the Gist Healthcare Daily podcast. The Food and Drug Administration granted accelerated approval on Friday for Biogen and Eisai's latest Alzheimer's drug, lecanemab. The anti-amyloid drug, which will be marketed as Leqembi, is an intravenous solution administered to patients every 2 weeks. Lecanemab was found to reduce cognitive and functional decline by around 27% in phase 3 clinical trials. The trial consisted of 1,795 participants with 898 patients receiving the drug. However, around 14% of those who received the drug experienced adverse side effects, including swelling of the brain or brain bleeding, and others reported experiencing headaches and confusion. The FDA's labeling states that treatment of Leqembi should only be administered to individuals with mild cognitive impairment or in the mild dementia state of the disease, as that was the population included in the clinical trials. It's unclear currently how many patients will have access to the treatment or whether insurers will cover the cost. Eisai said in a statement that the list price for Leqembi will be $27,500 per year. This is the second Biogen and Eisai Alzheimer's treatment granted accelerated approval by the FDA. The other, Aduhelm, received accelerated approval from the agency in 2021. However, a recent congressional probe found that the drug's approval process was rife with irregularities, and concerns over Aduhelm's efficacy and safety led CMS to limit coverage eligibility of the drug to beneficiaries who were participating in clinical trials. As of last year, an estimated 6.5 million Americans had Alzheimer's disease. The Federal Trade Commission announced a proposed rule last Thursday that would ban organizations from including non-compete agreements in employee contracts, which would impact many industries, including healthcare. While non-compete agreements were once reserved for highly skilled employees, the prevalence of NCAs has grown over time. It's estimated that approximately 28 million Americans are currently bound by an NCA, and 38 million have signed at least one in the past. The FTC estimates that doing away with NCAs would increase wages by an estimated $296 billion every year. In the healthcare industry, non-competes have been used to protect proprietary and trade secret information. They're also used to prevent physicians from taking their patients to a competing practice. Regulations regarding non-compete agreements vary state by state. Some states, such as California, North Dakota, and Oklahoma, ban non-compete agreements, barring a few certain cases, but there currently isn't a consistent federal provision. According to a 2018 survey, 45% of all physicians in group practices had non-compete agreements or restrictive covenants as part of their contracts. Another 2022 survey of orthopedic surgeons in Louisiana revealed that 44% had non-compete clauses in their contracts, and 84% of the orthopedic surgeons responded that their clauses gave employers unfair leverage during contract negotiations. The same percentage said removing non-compete clauses from surgeons' contracts would improve the overall health care of orthopedic patients in the state. The American Medical Association previously wrote in an opinion that competition among physicians is ethically justifiable when it is based on factors including quality of service, skill, and experience. The organization recommended that physicians not enter into restrictive covenants if they unreasonably restrict the right of a physician to practice medicine either in a specific area or a period of time after a contract is terminated, or when they could impact a reasonable accommodation for patients' choice of physician. In light of the announcement, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce called the new FTC proposed rule blatantly unlawful. The FTC is currently seeking public comment on the proposed rule, which lasts for 60 days before it can be implemented. This is GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Jay Carlisle Larson. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the program. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news at gisthealthcare.com. You can also get these insights emailed directly to your inbox when you subscribe to our newsletter, The Weekly GIST. The GIST Healthcare podcast is an independent production of GIST Healthcare, a Kauffman Hall company.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.